Gippo Ale Mill, a Shelter Cove brewery, is still awaiting a $3,600 payment nearly a year after hosting a fundraiser, highlighting the ongoing issues with ticket hosting site Brown Paper Tickets. Julie Peacock, owner of Gippo Ale Mill, spoke with KMUD News regarding the money owed for the 2023 Fresh Hops Festival, held to benefit KMUD Radio.
We've used Brown Paper Ticket in the past to, like, hospice fundraisers, different things like that. I guess so. We've always used them in the past so that you could purchase your tickets online. And so we used them for our 2023 Lost Coast Fresh Hop Festival. It was here in Shelter Cove, and it was a fundraiser for KMUD. And so when I'm looking back at our stats, we sold 92 tickets, and it was $3,600 that we raised. Normally, the money would just be deposited in your account like 6 days after the end of the event.
But the ticket proceeds minus Brown Paper Tickets fees were never deposited into Gippo's bank account. After the expected payment date came and went, Peacock attempted to reach out to Brown Paper Tickets, a feat that proved difficult and eye-opening.
I went to go email them, and then it's like when I started kind of to see, like, there's something weird going on here, because I couldn't, when you go to the website and you try to get help, if you try to look for a phone number, then it's like, oh, we're not taking phone calls anymore. And so then we would send the email, and then there was no response, and it just kind of kept happening. And then that's when I started kind of digging around and was like, uh-oh, this is really bad.
Internet sleuthing alerted Peacock of other event hosts also facing the same issue of non-payment. Despite a $9 million settlement in 2021 aimed at resolving widespread payment delays, the ticketing platform continues to leave event organizers unpaid, even after being acquired by Events.com in 2022. The event's beneficiary, KMUD, Redwood Community Radio, is also out the time, energy, and money as the event's co-sponsor. KMUD's interim station manager, Sarah Stark.
So we didn't receive our portion because she didn't get her portion. So it's just kind of trickled down.
The payment that BPT is holding are online ticket purchases bought to support KMUD. KMUD, like most nonprofits, relies heavily on fundraisers for a large portion of their operating fund. Brown Paper Tickets' withholding of funds raised by the community especially impacts the nonprofit as it faces rising costs.
I think that it's really important when the community shows up to support KMUD in such a way that they're knowing that KMUD gets the money, and to have it be held up by a corporate entity feels very anti-Southern Humboldt. And, you know, we are solid. We have no debt. We own the building. We are getting more donations. The donations are actually up. Our problem here is that inflation is more than that, and our bills are going up. So far, we've been able to maintain that, but it has been tricky because we are always asking for money, and it's the nature of being a nonprofit and having our bills go from $40,000 a month last year to $45,000 to almost $48,000 this year a month. Like, that's a huge increase. That's been hard to keep up with, and it doesn't always feel good to be asking for money every single second and feel like we're always leaning on the community. So to have an event like this not pay us what could pay a few bills, that does not feel good. So it does come back full circle to every little bit does count, and we need it because of our expenses increasing.
Brown Paper Tickets, once a trusted platform for small events, has seen a significant decline in its reputation following the pandemic and subsequent payment reliability issues.
I don't know what the circumstances are, but I feel like Brown Paper Tickets, I always thought was this kind of cool thing where you could use this platform to run your tickets through, and it made it simple for someone to put on an event and made sense. Come to find out, they sold out and now they're corporate and they're not paying people money, which is, you know, not an okay thing to do.
A thread started in 2022 on Reddit titled "Warning: Brown Paper Tickets Continues to Steal from Theater Companies" has similar accounts of event hosts left waiting for payment from BPT, the one-time go-to ticket hosting site for smaller events that were attracted to BPT for the lower fees. The Reddit commenters said they were owed anywhere from $500 to $8,000 in unpaid ticket sales. Events.com, which acquired BPT, has promised to stabilize operations and ensure all outstanding payments were made by March 31, 2024. Despite these assurances, Jippo Elmel and other organizations are still waiting. Peacock expressed her frustration, noting,
"I don't know that we'll be able to do it again this year. It's just not very inspiring when you're like, I'm losing money to put this event on because I'm not even getting paid."
Jippo and KMED are still awaiting funds from the event that both entities dedicated time, money, and energy into, only to have BPT hold the funds that eventgoers believed would be benefiting their local radio station.
That's kind of where we're at right now, is just waiting on payment. We got an email, I think in March, that said that they were going to pay us, and yeah, still nothing.
The lack of payment from BPT is a double whammy, Peacock said, as the annual event was not as big of a success as it had been in the past amid the Southern Humble economic downturn caused by the collapse of the cannabis industry, already impacting both Jippo and KMUD.
It's just because it's a really hard time in our community financially. So I don't even know that we broke even with like the amount of that, because putting on events is just very expensive. And so it's just like a double whammy, I guess. Like, not only did we barely break even, we were hardly able to even give Cayman like much of a donation like we've had in the past for this event. And then also not even getting the money to pay for the event. It's a bummer, but luckily everybody at Cayman is really incredibly kind to us.
The feelings are mutual. Though the delay in BPT funds has impacted both Jippo and KMUD, the two entities expressed appreciation and support of one another.
I do want to say that I am extremely grateful to Julie and to Jippo Aylmill for always being supportive of KMUD. They are in many ways continually supportive, not just this one event, but an ongoing relationship. And this has certainly been an unfortunate situation for them, probably even more so than for KMUD.
This story was published on our sister site, Redheaded Black Belt, earlier today. Around 4:20 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Brown Paper Tickets responded to the article with the following comment. Quote, "Hello. This article was brought to our attention and we looked into this account. We have located this account and it is part of the final set of groups slated for upcoming payments as part of the last phase of the Events.com acquisition. We expect the payment issuance to be initiated no later than Wednesday of next week, August 28th. We understand the acquisition of Brown Paper Tickets by Events.com took time. We apologize for the delay and look forward to a successful resolution for you. When Events.com initially agreed to acquire Brown Paper Tickets, it was a condition of the acquisition that, over time, all outstanding payments owed by Brown Paper Tickets event organizers would be paid in full. With this last set of payments forthcoming, Brown Paper Tickets will have completed its commitment. With support from Events.com's subsidiary, Brown Paper Tickets has successfully paid over $70 million to event organizers worldwide since January 1st, 2020. We appreciate your patience and understanding throughout this process. Signed, the Brown Paper Tickets team." KMUD News reached out to both Peacock and Stark to share the comment made by Brown Paper Tickets. We will update our listeners as this story develops. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.